Lukashenko warns Belarus will go to war if Russia is attacked. Alexander Lukashenko warns that the West is trying to drown the region in blood, but insists he doesn't want war with Ukraine. Russia has sent thousands of troops into Belarus, but the country's authoritarian leader said Friday there will only be war if aggression is committed against Belarus or our ally Russia. If our country faces an aggression, there will be hundreds of thousands of Russian soldiers here, who will defend this sacred land together with hundreds of thousands of Belarusians, President Alexander Lukashenko said in a national address. The Russian troops, as well as two battalions of S-400 surface-to-air missile systems, Sukhoi Su-35 fighter jets and a Pantsir missile system, according to the Russian Defense Ministry, are ostensibly in the country to perform joint drills next month. The worry is that those forces, plus the more than 100,000 Russian soldiers gathered around Ukraine, will be launched against Ukraine if Russia doesn't succeed in its demands to reshape European security relationships and give it a sphere of influence over its former empire in Eastern Europe. The United States has been issuing increasingly alarmed warnings about Russia's intentions and is keeping a close eye on the deployments in Belarus. They're along the entire Belarus border, U.S. President Joe Biden told journalists earlier this week. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said on Thursday that tens of thousands of Russian troops were flooding into what should be a sovereign, independent country, that is Belarus, in a position that would allow Russia to move swiftly from multiple directions in Ukraine should it so choose. Belarus and especially Lukashenko are completely dependent on Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is one of Lukashenko's few allies, and helped him ride out a massive wave of protests following fraudulent presidential elections in 2020. The Kremlin uses Lukashenko's weak position for its own political purposes. To extend its influence, exiled opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya told Politico. Currently, Lukashenko is weaker than ever. She said Lukashenko wants to show his loyalty to Putin by allowing the deployment of troops, and accused him of trying to create foreign threats. In Friday's speech, he attacked the West, Poland and Lithuania for posing a danger to his country. State propaganda works hard to intimidate Belarusians, but no one takes Lukashenko's words seriously, she said. Despite worries over Putin's intentions, which Biden said are a little bit like reading tea leaves, Lukashenko insisted he doesn't want war, saying, "God forbid I fight against Ukraine." But he warned that the West is seeking to drown the Russian-Ukrainian brotherhood, our Slavic brotherhood, in blood, adding, "But we will return Ukraine to the bosom of Slavs. We will definitely do it." Despite Tikhanovskaya's criticism and Western worries that he is Putin's puppet, Lukashenko faces little domestic opposition to his tight alliance with Russia. On Thursday, Human Rights Watchdog said there were 1,000 political prisoners in the country. This shameful milestone reflects an ongoing crackdown of the Lukashenko regime against his own population. In addition, many thousands of protesters have fled the country to avoid persecution, the EU's diplomatic service said in a statement.